Scene 3. Jeff Koons. Most artists in New York City worry less about censorship than reputation management. If you are in the public eye for long enough, laments Jeff Koons, your inevitable fate is to be burned at the stake. Although the analogy between artists and saints, executed for treason or heresy, appears casual, it is one that he makes regularly. Since 2001, Koons's studio has been located in Chelsea, a few blocks away from Gagosian Gallery, one of the artist's dealers. From the outside, the studio has the air of an art gallery. Its brick exterior is painted white and punctuated by four large grids of frosted glass windows. Inside, one finds a warren of offices for design and administration, and workshops for painting and sculpture. The first stop on a Koons studio visit is a spacious open-plan room full of young people sitting in swivel chairs, staring at large Apple monitors. Gary McCraw, the artist's longtime studio manager, has a station here. A quiet man with long straight hair and a long beard, McCraw manages Koons's growing staff of more than 120 full-time employees. He has the same polite but oddly impervious manner as his master, who he expects will be with us in a minute. While I wait, I catch a glimpse of a new work on one of the screens, a shiny sculpture of a partially naked woman accompanied by a planter of flowers. Koons appears, wearing an old golf shirt, jeans, and sneakers. "That Venus, she'll be 8 feet high," says the artist, who has noticed the direction of my gaze. "We're putting a lot of care into her. See the way her dress is gathered up in her hands like vagina folds?" Wasting no time, Koons ushers me through the office to a painting studio. I enjoy the sense of community. I don't want to be in a room by myself all day. That's why I created a studio like this, he says, his blue eyes twinkling through wire-rimmed glasses. I enjoy being able to provide. When I was younger, I was always the guy who paid for the beers. Koons conducts studio tours for collectors, curators, critics, writers, and TV crews with some frequency, and so he follows a script of sorts. He mentions how he was brought up to be self-reliant, and tells a story from his childhood about going door-to-door, selling chocolates and gift wrap.